For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode one of Drunk Advisors. My name's Sean and I'm here with your other drunk advisors, Tyler and Cal. Say hello to everybody, guys.
Hey there.
All right. So today we are recording the first episode remotely over the Anchor app because we are social distancing. We're not allowed to see each other in person. So we've been spending a lot of time alone. So first thing I wanted to talk about is just what have you guys been doing to pass the time?
A lot of sleeping.
A lot of sleeping. I agree with that.
Have you guys noticed? I've noticed that I have some crazy dreams every night.
Remembering all my dreams. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Did you see that meme of like, ever since this started, you can remember all your dreams?
You know what? I saw that too. And I thought of you because you always talk about your stupid dreams. Just... You know, I always act like I care about them, but I really don't. But I just feel like it's really disrespectful to not listen to someone when they're talking about their dreams.
I haven't experienced that.
Real quick, let me tell a quick dream.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, I haven't been picking my nose because of all this because I don't want to touch my face.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do pick your nose pre-pandemic. We're going to call that PP.
I haven't stopped picking my nose, so I'm whatever.
I haven't picked my nose once. I haven't picked it once.
Real men pick their nose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Have fun with Corona. But anywho, so in my dream, I was going to get tested, and it was kind of like at the grocery store, so I was like going like to check out, but I was freaking out because my mask wasn't covering my nose. But then it didn't matter because they were testing it up my nose. And when they went to go put the swab like up my nose, they freaked out because there's so many boogers in my nose. And they're like, what's going on? Like, why is your nose so boogery? I was like, dude, I haven't picked it. Are you kidding me? That was
so we just started this episode, Cal, and you have already butchered it.
I'm really glad you shared that dream with us.
God, man, shut up.
All right. Anyway. When's the last time you guys wore pants without an elastic waistband?
I just asked myself that same question today.
Holy shit, what a question. The day I got fired from Aldi's that morning.
The only reason I thought of that is because I put jeans on today just to do my homework so I could feel like a real person.
Dude, that's smart. Tyler, why did you get fired from Aldi's again?
I was trying to buy disinfecting wipes to help my family, and I wasn't allowed to buy them, and I got fired for it day two. They said I had bad judgment, you know, and they're probably right, you know. And
they're definitely right. You don't have the best judgment.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise. I was around a lot of people, honestly, touching a lot of surfaces, you know. They ran out of gloves for me to use. So I was just, I don't know. I don't know if everything's just in my head about this entire virus and how serious it is.
I think it was a blessing because now you can play Call of Duty all day.
Dude, yeah. We've been playing good. We've been playing a lot. That's pretty much my hobby right now. Is that even a hobby?
Yeah, I could say it's a hobby.
It's more like an addiction.
I was playing MW3 the other day.
Modern Warfare 3? I never had that.
You notice my shit. Survival mode.
Have you been drinking and playing, you alcoholic?
Me?
Yeah.
To be honest, the only times I really drink is when I go over my girlfriend's house. They'll offer me a beer. They usually always have really good beer there, though.
I've been drinking. I can't lie. I've just this whole like last 2 weeks I've been drinking alone, which is a little sad, but you know it's something to do to pass the time.
Dude, you know what? We're here talking about beer, man. Why we're drinking, dude. I like to drink for just one thing. Well, of course, you know, I like the feeling of getting drunk, not to sound like an alcoholic, but being with the boys.
Dude,
yeah. You
know? I mean, not even with the boys, just being out with people and drinking and socializing. I've tried to drink by myself, like, during this quarantine, and it just doesn't do it to me. I hate it so much to where the beer even kind of tastes bad. I just like being out. Drinking a little, you know, I don't know. It's like my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, drinking is
call myself an adult.
to me, drinking is a lot like sex. You know, you can do it by yourself, but it's a lot more fun with the boys.
With the boys.
That's perfect.
Okay, I should have. No. Speaking of, you see, look at this. I'm at my house. I got to be careful. I don't laugh too loud, and my parents will wake up. Jesus.
I know.
Whatever happened to freedom, man? It's the fucking government.
I was thinking today. You know, sometimes you get in that point where it's like going out. You're like, you're not as psyched to go out. You know, it's like, all right, we'll go in and grab a few beers. No big deal, dude. When this ends, I'm going to be sucked.
Oh, my God. The world is going to burn to the ground.
Sometimes,
like, we're worried that the world's about to end, but as soon as the quarantine ends, we're going to burn this shit to the ground.
I keep
telling, we're going to be the ones that end it.
This is going to be the greatest 4th of July of all time because it's on a Saturday.
Happy 23rd birthday.
Yeah. To me. For real.
How do you guys know we're going to be able to be together and celebrate?
Well, we're hoping this year. We're optimistic, Tyler. Come on.
You know, that's a good. Hey, I'm just trying to be a little realistic and looking at the scenario at hand, man.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just hoping I don't have to spend my 23rd birthday in my house like I did my 22nd.
Dude, your LeBron year?
I'm going to have to spend my 23rd in the house.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Mine's in almost a month.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah.
But this is back to drinking alone.
Yeah.
I don't drink alone very often. This isn't like this last 2 weeks is definitely not the first time it's happened. But have you ever like started pre-gaming by yourself? You know, the boys are supposed to come pick you up and the plans fall through and then you're just like at home drunk.
Dude, I get so low. No, I have to have first. Like my mom.
That's happened to me a few times. No, if I'm at home with my parents and I'm like pre-gaming, I'm the only one drinking. And
would you ask them to have a beer with you?
I mean, I would, but they're just not the people to just sit at the house and drink. So
yeah.
I just end up, you know, if that happens, you know, you just got to finish what you started. You just got to say, fuck it. And you just got to get drunk by yourself.
What if it's like a Friday night?
If it's a Friday night,
I just assume your parents are drinking on a Friday night.
No, my parents don't drink much anymore these days. They used to get wild. That's where I learned how to party.
Yeah. Nice. Shout out to the Reds.
Shut up, dude. You learned how to party from Jersey Shore and Viva La Bam. Come on.
That
dude,
is true. I learned how to dance. That's how I learned how
to try to be like fucking Don Vito every night.
I miss Don Vito. Oh, R.I.P. man. R.I.P. Don Vito.
But when I'm starting a game and I'm drinking by myself, I usually start with, you guys probably know what my go-to like pre-game drink is a coffee with some whiskey. You know,
that's the best. That's the best morning. Like if you're darting, I always start with a coffee with whiskey to get my day.
You know
going.
Something people
wake me
don't
up,
do?
Get me a little tipsy. What's that?
With coffee and whiskey, if you throw it over ice. Like, you would think you probably only have it when you're hot, but, dude, over a lot of ice.
Oh, that would be
pretty
good.
Damn good.
Yeah.
That would be really good. I just don't, you know. When I'm I live in a house with five 22-year-old dudes. We don't have ice. We don't take the time to make ice.
You
so.
Got ice?
Oh, yeah. You guys live in the wilderness, my bad. You guys are like a wolf pack.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys do have squirrels in your freezer.
Oh, shit. We do. I think those are still in there.
Cook one up, man. Barbecue one up right now, man.
I'm not going to cook those by myself.
Dude, you know what I love? I love when Shaq is analyzing a basketball game and they have a good play and he goes, man, that's barbecue chicken. Barbecue chicken. That's a good one.
So what are you guys drinking tonight?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
What are you guys drinking tonight? I'm personally drinking our go-to when we hit the bars, Labatt Blue. If any group of 22-year-old dudes deserved a sponsorship from Labatt Blue, it would be us.
I would love it.
Yeah,
You know why? You know why? I'm a Canadian with American flair, motherfucker.
Okay.
That's what I am. And I love Canadian pills.
You know who the best Canadian is? I can't remember his name right now, but it's the guy who goes, what are you, silly?
Justin Bieber. Yeah.
What are you, silly? I'm still going to send it.
Oh.
That guy.
Send it, boys.
Love that guy.
The Nick boys?
The Nelk boys?
Nelk boys?
The Nelk.
What?
What do they call them? The Nick boys?
No. It's the guy with the mullet who does, like, the snowmobile.
Oh, yeah. They're all Canadian.
Yeah, sure, whatever, man.
All right, anyway, what are you guys drinking tonight?
So right now I'm drinking a Fathead Bumbleberry, world's most refreshing beer. I always stick to it.
All right.
You know, it's
shout out North Olmsted, Ohio.
Yeah, it's right down the street from us. You know, I honestly, growing up, we didn't really know what we had right there. But then once we turned 21 and got older, and I noticed, like, I mean, before we would drink what, shitty Bud Light. I mean, most of
I still love Bud Light.
True. Yeah, I'm looking at a Bud Light right now in my fridge.
Natural ice.
But once I graduate, I may never drink it again. That's a lie. I'm definitely going to drink it again.
Yeah.
But I'll drink it less.
But
it's great.
You, like, learn how to, enjoy, like, great beer, dude, having Fatheads right down the street from us, it's, like, it was a blessing.
Do you remember when the bottles used to say North Olmsted, Ohio on it? I love that.
Yeah.
And now they don't. It makes me so mad that they don't anymore.
It's all right, though. I mean, great food as well. Great beer and great food.
Last time I was at Fatheads, you know who I was with?
Us?
It was just me and Tyler's mom.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
that. I'm not even kidding. Not even kidding. Tyler's mom and I just went out for lunch and grabbed a beer. Actually, we had two beers. Right,
should we
do I was feeling tipsy and I was on crutches. I wasn't sure I was going to make it. Let's do it. So, the question of today's episode is, if you could only drink one drink for the rest of your life.
One alcoholic drink?
One alcoholic beverage.
Okay.
What would you choose? This is a tough one. I really had to think about it.
Are we going? So, I got two questions that ask for the question.
I got answers for you.
So, are we going just like any, like the variety of alcoholic drinks, like say wine, beer, and like all that?
Let's go.
Specific.
Let's go. We can do it two ways.
Yeah, do you want to do both?
We'll go your number one beer.
Okay.
Your number one liquor and or mixed drink or wine, if that's what you choose for that option.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll also come back and do the one drink. So, like, it would probably be one of those two. So you can do your top beer and your top liquor or mixed drink. And then which of those two would you choose if you had to only have one?
Okay. I like that. Who wants to go first here?
Let's hear from Tyler.
Cal. So, sorry, I got a little phlegm in my throat right now. I need to clear it out.
You better be coughing in your sleeve.
Great podcast.
If I was to have one more beer that I had to drink for the rest of my life, you see, right away I'm thinking of a specific like IPA or something, but I don't feel like I could drink that every night. So you know what I'm going to have to pick? Labatt Blue.
I knew it was coming.
It's got the nostalgia of drinking with the boys at KC.
I'm going out of turn, and I'm going to agree, because that's what I was going to say.
Yes, Labatt Blue. I don't know. Perfect... I kind of like Labatt Blue Light,
Labatt
Blue.
I kind of like Labatt Blue Light, too.
Labatt Blue is... And, you know, I've only had, like, maybe one or two Labatt Blue Lights. So I'm not shitting on Labatt Blue Light. But the reason...
They're good out of a bottle.
The reason I'm picking Labatt Blue is what you said, Tyler. Nostalgia with the boys at our favorite bar, getting pictures of Labatt. But also, it's inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a light beer. So it has a slightly higher alcohol percentage. You get more bang for your buck. And it's just smooth. Like, it's not overpowering. You can drink it. You could drink it all the time and not get sick of it.
It's not too heavy.
It has flavor, but it's not too much. And it's not like a light beer that just tastes like you're just drinking it to get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it takes a lot to get drunk off of a Labatt. Like, we can pound a lot when we're all
drinking. When we get the pitchers, it takes a little while.
We're drinking at least five. On a regular night. For my beer, you guys already know what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with the Bumbleberry again, like what I was just saying before, but I'm drinking. It's just like...
Respect it.
It's such a refreshing beer. This is going to sound crazy, but it's the Gatorade of beers.
The Gatorade of beers. What a claim that was.
Like,
explain that to me.
if I got done, like, working out, say, I mean, we're all active, young 20-year-olds, so say after a nice workout, you know, you had a long day, just say it's summertime. Say it's summertime, just got done working out, doing whatever, running, having a nice burger for dinner, a nice, refreshing Fatheads Bumbleberry, and if you're even crazy enough, you'll throw some berries in there. You know? Like when,
you know, you make a good point.
Like when we go to the Fatheads Brewery here, the best thing is when they put the berries in it.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, whatever beer has food in it. I don't think you've ever had. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Cal, you sound like Don Draper, dude. You would be a great ad man for beer. Oh, listen, man, to your advertisement you just had about Bumbleberry Fatheads.
You really like? I was just gonna say that you just made me want to go work out and come home and drink a Bumbleberry.
That's exactly what I did today. So I had a nice Bumbleberry, but honestly, think about it. Whatever beer do you get food in? Well, I take that back, actually. Blue Moon, you always get the orange slice.
The orange. Yeah, but that's different.
Dude, if you eat the orange.
Yeah, that's, you don't eat the orange.
If you eat the orange from a Blue Moon, you're disgusting.
That's like eating a lime from a Corona. And nobody drinks Corona because it kills you.
And then you get the virus. Yeah. Oh,
sorry, Corona. That's not true. That's not true, Corona.
And you know what? You know what? I think Blue Moon is trash now. I don't think it's a good beer.
I have a Blue Moon bag.
I don't like it anymore.
Ever since it's been made by
Coors, it tastes like
it's
shit.
It's always been made by Coors. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know if that's true, but I feel like it
no,
is true.
No, I don't think so. No, no. I don't believe you.
Right. Okay. Well, neither of us know for sure, so let's stop arguing about it.
All right.
So we got two Labatt Blues for the beers that we would drink if we could only pick one beer, and we got a Bumbleberry, Fathead's Bumbleberry.
Yes, sir.
So now we'll go same order. Tyler, you start. Liquor and or mixed drink.
Favorite mixed drink?
Yeah. Or one, but I figure right. none of us will pick one.
Liquor, I already have it decided. I sound like a fucking alky when I say it so fast, but Irish whiskey.
I thought you were going to say Rumpelman's, honestly.
That is, no, Lumpel I don't know Skilskin? If I can really just start downing those anymore.
Or Goldschlager. Killing the bottle in my dorm room by yourself sophomore year.
dude, I miss those days. College doesn't even feel like it happened anymore with all this.
It's over, so.
This whole lifestyle change. Yeah, pretty much
got one more year.
Yeah, Cal's not done yet.
Yeah, I'm not the smart guy.
Oh, man. hey,
everybody has their own path.
All about that.
That's true.
Dude, we're gonna be around here longer than we think, true. Man. All
right, if I didn't know Tyler's future profession, I'd say that you were gonna make more money than either of us. So, if that, you know, is any consolation to you.
Me?
Huh?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing back the high school.
Bringing back the sweatshirts?
I mean, I
can't wait. I will buy another one. I have one. I'm going to buy one.
All right. Deal.
I get paid tomorrow because right now I have $6.96 in my bank account. But anyway.
Nine.
So, Tyler, I think we cut you off. You just said Irish whiskey, just like straight Irish whiskey.
Well, you know, I'd really like it mixed.
With what?
Oh god!
Yeah, with what? So
I
like, what?
Mix with ginger ale, ginger ale, and Irish whiskey.
Are we like? Are you reading my mind? Did you read my notes,
dude? Sean, we just have this connection that I can't explain what it is, man. I'm not trying to sound, you know, like a homo.
My drink that I was gonna say is a Jameson and ginger ale.
Yeah, dude. I like. What the fuck is it called? Tullamore Dew, though.
Oh, I love Tullamore Dew. I love Tullamore Dew only because, I'm saying in an ideal world, I would pick Jameson. Tullamore Dew right now, because I'm broke and it's a lot cheaper.
I like how it tastes.
But, you know, if I just had, like, if they were free to me, I'd get Jameson. I love Tullamore Dew. It's great, and it is cheaper, but it's phenomenal. I love
a
whiskey ginger. I always feel kind of self-conscious when I order them because I just, you know, with my red hair, I think the bartender's going to make a joke. But never has a bartender made a joke. So
no, dude, you're,
they got
okay.
they got
your
too much going on. They're not thinking about it. But I go in thinking I'm about to order a whiskey ginger, and they're going to make some comment about, oh, you should be drinking whiskey gingers. But it's never happened, you know. So we'll see.
All right, that's Sharon.
Congrats.
All right, Cal, what's your drink?
So are we saying mixed drink?
Mixed drink, or if you're a psychopath and you pick straight liquor, you know, you can do that.
Well, I do love my vodka waters.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I love vodka water as well.
Especially during the summertime. And actually, I was going to say a Jack and Coke, but I'm going to stick with my vodka waters. The reason why,
yeah, it's a much better choice.
The reason why I pick my vodka waters, it's well on the cows, obviously. Especially in the summertime when you're trying to look good. But
you would think that someone named Cal wouldn't be worrying about low cal. You'd think maybe you want high cal. The more cows, the better.
That's actually funny.
The more cows, the better.
But
you know?
My secret, and I think you guys have seen me do this before with my vodka waters, is either I'll bring some Mio or the bartender some Mio. You squirt some Mio in there, some
Girl,
nice
you are just so
blueberry
slick.
Or something. And dude, you got your own little mixed drink there, and it's a little bit cheaper, you know? Going to cows, like I said. And if you get the nice Mio where it's like the vitamins in there.
What's your favorite Mio?
I'll say blueberry.
You and the blueberries,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm
But Tyler, did you know that the third advisor was a chick?
Who?
Who? Oh,
vodka water and Mio. Cal. Come on, Cal.
What?
I yeah, love that is, drink, that, but that is... you're if you only could pick one drink.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I respect the logistics of it. The locales.
Honorable mention was I like a nice Jack and Coke. I like a nice Jack and Coke.
See, I'm not a fan. I don't love the bourbon. It's a solid drink. I'll drink it.
I tell you what, you're not feeling good in the morning there. After a
no,
long
absolutely
night,
not.
Like when we go out for a long night and I'm drinking a few of those, a couple handfuls, I'm not feeling great in the morning.
That's why whiskey ginger is great, because everybody knows that ginger ale cures all illness, so it just gets rid of the hangover on its own.
All illness, like even the coronavirus.
Yeah, you haven't read that like on Facebook,
dude. The things on Facebook right now are insane. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, Facebook's wild. So is Twitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody just stuck inside. I kind of came back to my prime. I feel like I'm private right now, but I've been kind of like low key killing it on Twitter, and it feels good. Nice, man. It feels good. I must say, it feels good.
I'm happy for you.
You want to know what feels Thank good? You. When you drink so much whiskey that you piss yourself.
Oh, I wonder who has that experience.
So I'm gonna add in one more category to this question.
All right, I'm into it.
So you guys might have the same answer for this one, but go to shots. You're taking a shot.
That's a tough one.
Shot of JMO.
See.
Three shots of
I don't.
JMO right
I don't
here.
Love taking shots of JMO as much as I love JMO. I think it's personally. I think it's too high quality of a liquor to just take a shot of.
Ooh, okay.
If I would do a shot of Tullamore Dew just because it's cheaper, but you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay a decent amount of money for a shot of Jameson at most bars.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. Trust me. For a while there, we would go out every single time. Me and Tyler went to the bars. We looked at each other and go, JMO time. And it would be, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the JMOs, but sometimes Tyler can agree with me. They would be so warm. Me and Tyler would be holding each other down, like, don't puke, don't puke. We got a long night ahead of us.
See, I do enjoy a shot of Jameson,
but you know what? I have that thing called a Mamba mindset. I don't fear liquor. The liquor fears me.
All right, Jim White here from Terror Park Boys.
I am the liquor.
Great eyes and
high. All right, I see. I don't know. My go-to shot, I feel like I'm not a huge shot guy anymore, but if I had to choose one.
Hey, by the power vested in me, shots.
Dude, I honestly don't know. Like, my mind is telling me fireball, but I know that's not true.
I can never do fireball for some reason.
See, never the only. No, I'm not a fan of it either, but you know, if you're doing fireball shots, it's going to be a fun night.
That's true.
That's the only reason I want to say fireball.
When you're at like a...
Give me an example. Tell me a past experience.
I'll give you one.
I mean, I don't... Okay, go for it. I actually have one too, but I want to hear yours first.
I feel like... I mean... For the people with...
Anytime I'm with my mom, I'm ripping shots of fireball. is that relatable? I don't know.
Anytime I'm with your mom, I'm ripping shots of fireball too. I agree.
Yeah, I'm telling you, moms.
Moms do love fireball,
and you'll see dad secretly like it too. You know, it's whatever. I guess I like it. I'll never deny one.
So what I'm thinking is, so for the people listening, we're college students. So we've are now at the end of our college careers, and we've gone through a lot in the last 4 years here. But starting at house parties. There's always that one girl that just has the fireball. Like, that's her trick.
She either has a flask or, like, a water bottle full of it or something.
No, she's got the fucking handle. Yeah. She's got the handle.
Sometimes. That's all, it depends what year she is in college.
That's all she's drinking the whole night.
Dude, high school even.
Not much. Yeah, true. Even high school.
That just sounded weird.
And obviously she's going to come up to you. Somehow it gets brought up like, hey, you want to shot a fireball and you don't want
to. Oh, listen to Cal. Obviously the girl's going to come up to you.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. But
Cal, back to reality. Podcast. Back to reality.
If you get offered a shot by her, you're going to take it. Am I right?
I've never refused a shot in my life. Yeah, I don't think.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's what I always think of. It's like, you get offered it, you don't really want it, but you're still going to take it. Like, that's the one shot I don't want the fireball because I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know about you guys. Have you guys ever drank fireball, just like, sit down on some ice?
No, I'm not a sociopath.
I am, so I've tried it, and it's actually pretty good.
No, so yeah, my fireball story. Sorry, Tyler, what were you going to say?
That is just so disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
I'm really thinking about it, dude. The cinnamon in it.
I don't like it at all.
It's like doing the cinnamon challenge. Remember that thing in middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the cinnamon
challenge. So, Sean, what are you going with here?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with fireball as well.
Okay.
For the same reason, because you can't turn it down, and you know you're going to have a good time.
Okay.
So my fireball story is on my 21st birthday. So my birthday is July 4th for the listeners, it's a really cool birthday, but sometimes it kind of sucks because everybody is kind of doing their own thing, you know, with their family or whatever.
Yeah.
So my 21st birthday, all my friends had plans, which is cool. I get it. I wasn't mad, but I just spent it with my family. Love my family. Love hanging out with my family. Not necessarily 21st birthday vibes though.
Yeah. You know?
But anyway, that's what I did. And we were out at my aunt and uncle's cottage, and we were just drinking. You know, everybody bought me like 6 packs or 12 packs of beer or whatever, drinking all day, day drinking. I was feeling it, but, you know, I didn't get hammered like most people do on their 21st birthday until I probably started drinking around like 10 o'clock in the morning. And then finally around like 11:30, maybe midnight, we go to this little dive bar on the water that's basically just a garage that sells beer.
Dude, those are the best bars.
It's my favorite bar in the world, hands down. It's always a good time. You're just hanging out outside,
on the
you
lake
know
too.
Yeah, like, right on the water. It's not on the lake, but it's on the marina. So there's
water, you know. I just love
it's
by
great
the water.
It's great. But anyway, I've been going to this bar since I was, I don't know, 18.
Yeah.
Probably, maybe even maybe 17, drinking there. You know, people giving me drinks. Sometimes I'd even go up to the bar and just order drinks.
Dude, you're crazy.
And I'm not going to say the name of the bar because they never asked for an ID. But anyway, I go up. We go up to this bar around midnight, my 21st birthday, and we walk in, and someone says, "It's Sean's birthday!" You know, everybody starts yelling happy birthday, and the bartenders just kind of look at me like, "Oh, you're just turning 21." Okay. But everybody in that bar that I knew, which wasn't like a ton of people, because, you know, it's my aunt and uncle's cottage, so I don't know everybody there, but there's like a handful of people, maybe like 7 or 8 people that I know there that were like, "All right, shot on me." And the only liquor they had, and this is another reason I'm not saying the name of the bar, they don't have a liquor license. They can only sell beer, so they can't sell shots. But they have a bottle of fun.
Dude, that's not a
they
bar.
Always have.
This is a garage.
What is this, like a speakeasy?
They always have a bottle of Fireball.
Are you trying to make this story
sound cool? I swear to God. They always have a bottle of Fireball. So people were buying me shots of Fireball. I think I did like 8 shots of Fireball within that hour that I was at the bar. And it ended up being a great night. Like,
yeah,
it, you know, drinking all day, feeling okay. And then you get to the bar and everyone's like, "All right, shots of Fireball on me, 21st birthday." So that's my Fireball memory.
Okay.
It's a good time.
All right. Fireball. I can stand behind that. I like that. I like that you, it makes you think of a good time every time you have it. For me, I wish I had like a little story like that, but you guys are going to think I'm crazy again. I'm going to go with Rumpel Skillskin, you know, Rumplemints.
Rumplemints. Whew.
Rumpel
Why?
Skillskin.
Some nice Rumpel Skillskin.
Rumplemints is the greatest party shot ever made.
For a while there,
it wakes you up, dude. It awakens your instincts.
Your instincts.
You're like, it just puts
you said your that's instincts. So weird.
Just...
For some reason.
Sorry, I'm a little hazy right now if you catch my drift.
For some reason.
It's just the ultimate party drink, dude. It's a party and a shot.
And something about when I say Shatter Rumble, everyone's like, "This guy is crazy."
Yeah, this guy's ready to get nuts.
Exactly. So it kind of like...
But also...
It builds my ego, you know?
Yeah, one argument I can make for Rumplemints is if you just do, like, a shot in the morning, you don't have to brush your teeth.
Dude, see, that's the...
Wake up in the morning taking a shot.
See, that's the thing. I used to... The reason why I like it is when I would work in a restaurant, every night, at the end of the night, the owner would come in and say, like, "Let's do a shot. Like, we had a great night tonight, guys. Let's do a shot." And all these foreign guys I worked with from, like, Germany and, like, all over Bulgaria, they were crazy drinkers. And every single time, they're like, "Rumple." Every single time. So I'm like, fuck, this shit is disgusting, but let's do it. And
it definitely is something that Eastern Europeans would love.
Yeah, so it sort of grew on me. And I started saying that. Me and the boss would be taking shots. Yeah, I go, "Well, looks like I'm not brushing my teeth tonight."
Oh, you're so funny.
Thanks, man.
He loved it. No, I actually love that. I just made the same joke, so obviously I think it's funny.
I know. But that's how I think about it, too, because I say the same thing. Like, "Don't worry, guys. You don't got to brush your teeth tonight." So yes. I'm gonna go
couple. Hey, speaking of nostalgia, what is your first beer you ever got drunk on?
First beer, I know for a fact the first beer I ever had was also at my aunt and uncle's cottage when I was for this I was 16, I think, 15, 16. I was standing around a fire and my cousin gave me a Busch Light.
Nice.
Disgusting. But that was my first beer. The first beer I ever got drunk on, I'm going to have to guess it was probably Natty Light.
Okay. All right.
Either that or Bud Light, mine I would was, have to guess.
Tyler, how about yours?
Mine first was Natural Light, dude.
Yep.
And they were the old school cans.
With the
they
eagle?
Were really cool looking.
Do they still have an eagle?
Did they?
They
dude,
still
I
might have
really
an eagle.
Remember.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Dude, no.
You guys,
Yeah. Natural ice. That's right.
Is that you said natural light.
Natural ice. It was natural ice. It was natural ice out of the 12-ounce cans, not even the 16-ounce cans. They used to be sold in like 12 packs. And I had, let's see, I was probably 16 or 15.
That's gross.
And, dude, no, I had just two natural ices, dude. And I just started going cross-eyed, dude. Two beers, and that was it for me. I think, was drunk.
Yeah, I mean, at 15, those are, those are over 5%.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, somebody even tried that night handing me a shot, and I couldn't even hold a shot glass. I just dropped it. I was like, I couldn't.
What about
it.
You, Cal?
The first time I remember getting drunk was I was at like a camping ground, and I was there with a couple of people, and then there's their older sister was there too, and they had like a bottle, I think it was a Gatorade bottle where they had Sky Vodka and some juice in there, maybe. Hell, maybe in the Mio. Like, I love it. And they gave me sips of it. I'm drinking it. I'm like, damn, this is good. And like, after taking a few sips, I'm feeling great. And I'm like chugging it too. And then I had like two Mike's Hards. Don't laugh too much at me.
Dude, I love a Mike's Hard. Like, I was ripping on you for the Mio and vodka.
Yeah.
I love Mike's Hard. I don't know why people don't drink them more often. People drink seltzers, but if you drink a Mike's Hard, people look at you weird.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I drank, like, two of them. Then I had a Bush. Ended on a Bush. I was hammered, and then I puked everywhere. I puked all over the time. Nice. Yeah. So,
see, the first – I know for a fact the first time I got drunk was Sky Vodka.
Yes.
I thought we were just talking beer. But yeah, first time I got drunk was Sky Vodka on my ex-girlfriend's back porch.
Dude, I remember you telling me that story. That was a good story.
Yeah. Yep. I think you guys brought me the bottle.
Yeah, that was...
Because our buddy's older brother bought it for us, or for me, and you guys were with him when he brought it over to her house so we could get drunk in the middle of the day.
Yeah, in high school, which, looking back, I don't know, is Sky Vodka shitty?
Dude, I haven't had it since probably that day.
That's all we drank in high school.
I also don't drink vodka. No, we drank Pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
We would get Pinnacle flavored vodka. Vodka. Remember that one time Chris bought us a bottle of cucumber vodka?
Dang.
We were all so mad at him.
I just remember when we would get Sky, we would go SKYY, and we would probably be like, so cool. Like, dude, we got SKYY.
Yeah, we'd be in like the middle of a party and we'd be like sneaking around and be like, yo, man, you want to take
dude,
a shot?
Dude, we'd go in the freezer and just take shots around the pool table.
Dude, right off the pool looking table. Back, why did we just take straight shots of vodka? Like, we didn't know any better.
That's all, yeah, we were.
Dude, but you know what? I know countless people that still take just shots of vodka.
Well,
they think it's supposed to be drinking like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of those.
That's the only time I would drink vodka if it was a shot. I'm not a vodka guy.
Like, I remember working when I worked at the bars, like when I worked at Two Bucks. An underage person came in since it was a kind of known to have some underagers in there. They came in and we knew the person, and they go, "Can I get a shot at Tito's?" And like the bartender, like looking, I'm like, dude. You don't get a shot of just straight Tito's. Like,
yeah.
You just don't do that. But hey.
No, I take that back. I like vodka waters.
There we go.
Yeah. I do. I admitted that earlier, but I take back that I only drink vodka.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I like
last
vodka
summer, waters. Last summer, I remember it. From the beginning of the summer, I said, I'm going to drink nothing but vodka waters and White Claw.
Cal, how'd you learn to drink vodka waters? Who taught you of this practice?
My older brother.
Last time I drank vodka waters, I puked all over my parents' driveway.
Dude,
and they were
pissed.
I woke them up at 4:30 in the morning.
I remember that. But yeah, I was drinking those at the beginning of the summer. I think it was you, Tyler. You're like, dude, this is stupid. Like, why are you drinking this? Month later, all we're drinking is white.
That's all I'm drinking.
Vodka waters are great.
Our typical Saturday was get brunch, get some mimosas. Dude, we get mimosas at brunch, get a nice little buzz on there, grab a bunch of white claws, head up to the pool, have a bunch of people up at the pool with some white claws, and then end the night and just drink enough vodka waters. What a time. Hopefully this...
You know what's weird? Just this coronavirus like has changed so much. It feels like that was eons ago when we were doing that past summer. And it wasn't that long ago.
I like that word.
You know, I'm exaggerating, like that word. But it's just all right.
I was talking to someone today about we were talking about the shutdowns when everything got shut down, and they're like, yeah, Ohio got shut down in like March 21st. Or something like that. I'm like, Jesus, that feels so long ago.
Which can you believe? Like everything that's happened in 2020, like it's only April 2nd or whatever.
Yeah. Like
Kobe dying was in 2020. That feels like forever ago.
Yeah, I remember you guys called me as soon as it happened. You guys called me. I remember that.
Yeah, that was wild.
Tiger Woods has almost been the Masters champion for a year now.
Okay. So
I'm just saying coming up in April, the Masters is postponed. That's what I was most disappointed about.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think we got it all out. All right.
Well, that was episode one of Drunk Advisors. We should be posting an episode hopefully every week, if not every week, at least on a regular basis. So make sure to keep checking us out. And again, I'm Sean, and I'm joined by Tyler and Cal. Say goodbye, everybody. See you guys.
Yep. Peace.
I love this shit. Am I loving it? I love this shit. I'm falling in an open pit, can't understand it. Yeah, I love this shit. Am I loving it? Am I loving it? I love this bitch. She love my shit. Need a second, think I'm wrecking it like Ralph. Pipe down, cause you breaking bread with the man you said was your enemies. You offended me, just let me leave or let me enter, please. I'm not here for these overcomplicated games you play with me. Keep me waiting while you entertaining everyone. Whether G or overrated, jaded, aristocrat or destitute, all they're trying to do is impress on you. But they nothing special, boo. Very done, how they run, spend their funds for your fun. Bitch, I'm done.